Hi, I'm Katie Page.
And I'm Paul Ashton.
And we made a comedy feature film called This Isn't Funny that Maria Menounos and Kevin Undergaro helped us produce.
Along with us, it stars Anthony LaPaglia, Eddie Gathegi, Mimi Rogers, David Pasquese, Gia Carides, and Danielle Panabaker.
And it features some hilarious stand-up comedy from Beth Stelling, Ahmed Barucha, Will Weldon,
and Katie. And you can stream the film right now in the U.S. store of iTunes, on Google Play, and at Amazon.
And if you like it, please tell your friends, share it, and rate it.
Thanks so much, guys.
Network. AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV. The destination for TV superfans. Producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows. Interviewing celebrities and showrunners. And bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Is this burning and eternal?
Pour one out for the homie, candle vlogger.
Yes, pour one out for the homie. None of us have cups today.
We should light candles.
I would, yeah. I spilled Sprite all over this desk in the last show I did in the studio, so I poured a whole cup out for candle vlogger. R.I.P. But you guys, we are here doing your favorite after show, I hope, again. This is the after show for Scream Queens. This is episode 8, Mommy Dearest. I am your host, Keaton Markey. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Keaton Markey. Thank you guys who have followed me since this show began. You guys are awesome. I love it. And I love you for liking my photos because I feel insta-famous, even though I'm not. Anyways, my co-host next to me, ladies, please introduce yourselves.
Hi, everybody. I'm Stephanie Wenger. So excited to be back. And you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Stephanie Wenger.
Hi, guys. I'm Jamie Elias. You can find me on the Instagram and the Twitter at Jamie S. Elias.
The Instagram and the Twitter.
See.
We are bilingual on the show. So, overall thoughts of Mommy Dearest, guys. Go.
I liked it better than last week's episode. I came in last week and I was like, I'm a little over the whole Halloween thing. I felt like we got maybe more questions, not more answers necessarily, but we got further into the mystery of the baby and all of that, and I was more excited by that than I was the previous week's episode. So I'm kind of back on the bandwagon, mm-hmm. I would say.
Totally. I feel like a lot of obvious questions were answered. You know what I mean? Like, where they could go one way with the story, they went the obvious way, and I appreciated it because it's all what we kind of thought to begin with. So mm-hmm. It was nice to just get that affirmation.
Cool. Yeah, I mean, I thought the story in this episode was much better than we've seen in the past, but with more answers that I feel like we did get more questions, and I thought we also, because they were doing more story, we lost a lot of the fun little quirks that Scream Queen gives us
that I love
about Scream Queens.
Yeah.
So that kind of made me sad because I miss Chad. I miss Chad so much.
We only had the one, like, little, their date of compliments.
Hey, we got him shirtless in this episode, y'all. I just want to remind you.
Wait. Did we? No, we didn't.
Oh, I'm thinking of last week. I'm sorry.
We did get Boone this episode.
Yeah, Joaquin Phoenix.
Joaquin Boonix.
Yes.
I don't know. Boaquin Phoenix. I don't know how you would do that, but you guys can tell us in the chat room what you guys think. But yeah, honestly, the best speech or the best kind of lines I thought was Zayday's little speech to Denise.
Yeah.
It was like, so sassy and like, I was like, get it, girl.
Yeah, I thought that whole interaction was hilarious, and I think every time they're in a scene together, it's always really, really strong. They mm-hmm. do an amazing job. For some reason, they have good chemistry back and forth together.
Absolutely. So, this episode was called Mommy Dearest. It was all about mommy issues, and so it was so appropriate that the episode actually, kind of the cold open, I would call, because they kind of do it for every episode, was basically a reenactment of the famous scene from Psycho. And the cool thing about Psycho's connection to Jamie Lee Curtis, if you guys don't know, is that her mom, who is Janet Lee, she is actually the actress who was in Psycho. So it was kind of a nice homage. And then we even have Jamie Lee Curtis at one point shout out when the Red Devils attack her. I've seen that movie like more than 50 times, which is probably true.
Yeah, she's like, five times. I'm like, damn, okay. That was really cool.
Yeah.
What did you guys feel about that scene and kind of Dean Munch breaking out her kung fu
I literally write, and she fights back, and in capital letters, fights, because it was so intense. You don't expect her. She seems, I wouldn't say buttoned up. That's not a fair description of Dean Munch, but, like, I don't know, very kind of not like that. And then you saw this whole other side to her.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was pretty in Scream Queens fashion for her not to pull a one mask off of.
Yeah. I literally,
not one time.
I was like, okay.
Like, they would.
Come on. They like, would. And they were like, it looked like the mask was even falling off. The mask of, oh, what is it?
Supreme Court Justice.
Yeah, that was Antonin totally... Scalia, I think that's how you say, which apparently Scalia. Gigi bought, 70% off bin in the Halloween store. So they kind of give a reference to Halloween being over.
It was a pretty, like, it was a funny punch, like, to politics. I thought it was pretty hilarious.
I felt like it was very Ryan Murphy. Like,
yeah.
F you, kind of. Yeah. Which is funny because they literally just beat him up. And I want to get one of the writers in here just to add, like, I just want to be like, how do you guys write an episode of this? Because they're so random.
Yeah, it just feels like they must have, like, the most fun in the writer's room.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's so many pop culture references. There's so many, like, what you just mentioned with Jamie Lee Curtis, like, those kind of throwbacks that you have to know the actors to, like, understand and things like that, that it must be a blast to do.
Well, and even, like, because that Psycho scene was almost, I think, shot for shot. Yeah. With how the scene was in the original movie, which was so cool. It was, and so it's like not only the pop culture references, but then the horror genre, like, just knowledge and it's just everything.
A couple of those this episode too, like Mommy Dearest, that movie, like it's like basically Chanel Oberyn's like bringing up.
Right.
So I don't know. We'll get to that, but it's kind of like that homage was pretty rad.
Can I say though, I have been confirmed now. Dean Munch is not the killer.
Ooh.
Remember, I said that last week. That's who I think we can absolutely check off the list. She's not the killer. And we saw three killers in there, and she was fighting them all. So we know she is not the killer. She might have killed her husband, but she did not kill everybody else.
She's crazy, but not the crazy.
Not that crazy.
She's not the Red Devil, or one of the Red Devils, as we should probably know.
So now let's talk about back at the Kappa house, because that's kind of where we start back in. We see the remaining Chanels are still, they're after, they want to frame Grace and Zayday. And they offer Denise, who I'm so glad Denise is back in full force this episode, $3 million if she can find a way to pin the murders on them. And we see Denise interviewing the candle vlogger, a.k.a. Jennifer, about Zayday, because she's kind of like Zayday's like little roommate type of thing.
Like sweet mate.
Yeah, sweet mate. And she tells her the story that Zayday once told her about Zayday wanting, like, plotting revenge against these mean girls at high school, the Peacocks. What does that make you guys feel about Zayday?
It makes me, I still don't think she's one of the three.
You don't think she's one of the killers?
I don't see that as...
That Red Devil scene where she was being, like, wooed by one was kind of too weird for her to actually be one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I just don't see that. I can understand why maybe she thought getting in the sorority kind of gave me an understanding of why she got in the sorority at the in the first place. Maybe she wanted to, like, get in and understand these, like, entitled girls. And, it kind of gave me a little bit more of her backstory and why she's there. But it didn't make me think absolutely Red Devil.
Mm-hmm.
I think, like, she's being set up. Just like everybody's being set up to be, like, a suspect. So I think that hers just keeps getting stronger. I don't think it's... I mean, it could be. I don't know. But I don't... At this point, I don't think it's her.
And somebody just who just wrote this down. Where did it go? Oh, Jorge Jimenez just said, "Those who pill together, kill together."
That was so funny.
Thank you, Leah Michelle.
That was freaking hilarious. Where did you hear that?
Nobody says that. Nobody's ever said that.
That's so funny.
That was a great line. But then we see Denise has kind of been after Zayday almost since episode 2 or 3 for a while now.
Yeah.
Since the chainsaw thing.
And so it was kind of interesting to see Zayday come out and give her that speech. If you keep messing with me, I will, like, ruin you, basically. Yeah.
But that was that kind of speech I felt like is given through this entire episode. Didn't Grace have a speech like that, too? Like, I'm dangerous. Don't, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like there a lot of characters are developing that kind of...
But one of the things that, even though we found out that Zayday got revenge on these Peacock girls, we never found out what that was. Because she disowned the candle vlogger, and then... R.I.P. Jennifer. She was killed while she was making a candle vlog, which, why wouldn't she see the devil behind her? That's what I was confused about.
Maybe she's focused on the candle. Or,
I mean, she seems like such an oddball person that, like, maybe it's just she was focused on her candle vlog. I don't know. I did wonder, though, if the point of that, that she was immediately killed, was that everybody thought it would be Zayday because she...
Like, oh, they're trying to pin it now on Zayday. Yeah,
exactly. And I just thought that that was too obvious, that it was like she got angry at her roommate and then would turn around and kill her. That's like a really too obvious,
yeah.
I feel like. But Scream Queens does that. I feel you. I'm with you there. But yeah. Scream Queens is like notorious for doing that, being like, here's the answer, and we're going to forward it and make you think it's not really the answer, but in fact, this is a simple
We're
going to
make you second guess, yeah,
exactly.
Everything.
That is true.
How creepy was that, the kind of like the dead, the candles and her sitting on the table? That really disturbed me more than a lot of things in this show have disturbed me.
Well, I just... Like, the wax...
It was weird.
Really?
Just really? I didn't like it.
I thought it was kind of funny. I'm going to be real with you guys. I'm going to be like, they would.
Agree to disagree.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so... And another thing, when they do kind of the candlelight vigil for her, which is so great, all those candles were lit, and it was an outside shoot. So props to whoever had to keep all those candles lit, because I'm sure that was a pain in the butt.
Do you think that they were real candles, or do you think they were, like, the fake where you go underneath and like, turn it on, like, battery-operated
candles? I mean, all
candles.
The candles in her room were real candles.
Yeah.
And they looked real.
Okay.
I think they looked, because they did a couple, like, closer things of, like, you know, the Chanel and stuff. I think they were all real, but regardless, it's probably a pain in the butt to, like, make sure everything's working.
Oh, no.
And, yeah.
Props to their crew, regardless. Yeah. I just was, like, on a technical note, what do we think? No, I mean, they do, that crew works hard. You can tell with everything that they do. Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely. So, let's see. Then where do we go? So, then Chanel... hire Scotland Yard.
Yeah. So this is the best part of the episode.
To find out who the killer is. And they end up only finding out that Chanel No. 5 has been working on, who's been trying to kill Chanel. And they also discovered that Grace's mother was, at one point, the president of Kappa when the bathtub baby was born. And thus, the girl who wanted to make Don't Go Chasing Waterfalls, the official song, anthem, special thing, national anthem, I think. Yes.
I kind of love that that's her mom.
Yeah.
I, like, kind of love that. I'm like, that is freaking hilarious.
Her mom was, like, the precursor, like, the 95 Chanel.
Guys, I kind of... We'll get to this at the end, but because of this, I have, like, such a new theory for the end of the show.
Ooh.
Like, very nip-tuck.
Now I'm super excited to hear that.
I know.
But I have to say that I felt like it really kind of paints this picture of that Grace's mom was the exact opposite to what she is trying to
be.
Like, this, like, all put together and investigative, and she... I don't believe for one second when Gigi talks about that she's failing out of school. I don't believe that for a single second.
I don't either.
Yeah, like, that seems crazy.
Well, but this also makes me question her dad even more. And, like, so a lot was revealed about Gigi. We see kind of, like, a whole Gigi versus Grace element this episode. Because Grace and Pete... She can't get the info. She gets the name of the woman who had the baby.
Sophia, right?
Sophia... Oh, my goodness. What is it? Sophia...
Doyle?
Sophia Doyle.
Doyle.
She gets the name Sophia Doyle from Dean Munch, so she kind of keeps her into the bargain, but not really. And then they go to the insane asylum because they're like, oh, she must have gone here. They get paintings from... the crazy woman who paints them all, and they get a picture of just Gigi, and then they get a painting of Gigi with a boy and a girl baby, which, I don't know, guys, last week we discussed, maybe they're siblings, but then we also figured out that, I don't know, maybe they're not twins, not brother and sister, maybe the girl baby was the president's baby, because she got rid of her. I don't know.
That's what I started to wonder. If they're two mom.
Yeah.
Or two.
Two, yeah.
Okay, going back to, like, Mommy Dearest, right? So that's what this episode's called.
Yes.
In Mommy Dearest, the girl is adopted. So this made me think, like, what if Chanel is adopted? What if Chanel is the bathtub baby? What if Chad is Chanel's twin brother? What if this whole thing is, like, a nip-tuck incest situation? Like, that has happened before in those kinds of, in, like, Ryan Murphy-made shows. That kind of stuff has happened.
No, I... You just
mic drop. We can end the show, guys. We know what's gonna happen.
I don't
on
know.
Queen. Sorry, spoiler alert.
I don't
that's,
know.
That's it.
But that's like happens. The first yeah. thing I thought. It was like, wow, they actually really do look a lot alike, and that's something like Ryan Murphy and Brad Falchuk would do. Like it is. That's yeah. like an end goal that could happen.
Is that though something that would happen at the end of the first season or the end of the show? I feel like if you have dropped that, that show is done.
Like, but I think it's if Scream Queens gets picked up for another season, which
it's an anthology, right?
Yes, there's a lot of rumors. I that you know ratings have been but on the social media, it's kind of gotten a little bit of a cult following, which yeah. is great. So we'll see what the network decides. But yeah, I think it's more would be more of an anthology because how long can you really continue this story?
Right. So you're saying that would so this storyline on this campus or this
yeah.
or this sorority would wrap up. Yes, I knew it was supposed to be an anthology.
Or they would both die.
Yeah, it's interesting. That would be crazy, and I want you here for the after show for the finale if that's the case.
Oh my gosh, that would be insane.
Amazing.
It could be though, right? Crazy person for even thinking that's a possibility?
I feel like if that happens, you like deserve a cupcake.
Just nothing. Nothing surprises me on the show. Like not one thing would surprise me.
Wow. Back to wow. God.
Sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
No, I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love how she's like, I'm gonna wait to the end of the show,
and then I
like,
had to.
2 minutes later, you guys.
I had to. We got into it, so I was like, it's happening. I can't
so
not.
We also got some information about how Grace's father met his mother. So now we know for sure Wes is her father. Because
yeah.
I was kind of questioning, like, was you know the whole adoption thing? Maybe she wasn't adopted, or she was adopted by Wes for some reason because she didn't have anybody. But that she. The president got knocked up, dropped out of college, she became a drug addict, died in a car crash when she was driving drunk, and was pretty psycho. And Grace was told that she died in a fire, and Wes, her dad, even burned the house down.
He's kind of a weird...
He's weird.
Do you think he's just stupid? I think that he's stupid. After this episode, I'm like, I thought you were, like, conniving and, like, a mastermind, and now I just think you're kind of gullible.
He's kind of like an adult Chad Radwell. Like, he's an... Like,
yes.
Like Chad is just an idiot, and, I mean, and he date, you know, he knocked up the president, and so...
100%.
Yeah. I don't know.
I know.
I'm worried about Chad. I'm worried about where his life, the direction is going for Chad.
I know.
Be careful, Chad.
That's like what we always come away with at the end of the episode. We're like, oh, Chad, we hope you're okay. Like, that's like one of those things where everyone else seems like masterminds and like they're all like working for themselves and Chad's just like happily bouncing along. And
just like, as long as I get to put my P in some V, I'm good. Even not that. But
yeah. And someone tweeted us about, do you think... he is the mastermind behind all of it, and he's playing dumb, which would be a really interesting twist.
It would be.
Yeah.
That for sure would be an interesting twist.
I don't believe it. But I think it would be interesting.
Oh my gosh, it would be.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. But yeah, now, so let's see, where are we now? So Dean Munch, she's obviously a target for these killers. We got the name. So let's see. So we have the portrait. So we see Grace confront Gigi.
Right.
And when Grace confronts Gigi...
Takes off her mask.
Yeah, gets mean. And gets crazy. Which we all know Gigi is crazy. But yeah, it's like, she's kind of like, well, me and your dad are engaged. Bomb drop. What? And then she like flashes this ring and you're like, what? What is that? I can't see.
She bought it herself.
Yeah. Which we find out she bought herself and yeah, she gets scary too. So she shows the Gigi that we've kind of been seeing for a couple episodes that she is kind of the mastermind behind all of this. But do you guys think Gigi is Sophia Doyle or do you think?
I think Gigi is the hag of whatever.
Yeah, she's the hag, yeah.
But I think that she was a friend. I think that somehow her and the dad knew each other before. Her and Grace's dad knew, because they had to have,
yeah,
right?
They had to. That's what I'm so confused about, because they act like they don't know each other.
Exactly. So I think that Gigi is like, there's more depth to that story that we just haven't found out yet. And she's crazier than we think she is.
This thought just popped in my head. Do we think that she knows exactly who Wes is and like came to the school to be with West and, like, understood all this was happening, and he hasn't recognized her yet. Like, she changed her appearance.
I can for sure see that. Like, that could definitely be something
that's
going on.
Right, because she seems crazy enough that, like, maybe she dramatically changed something about her appearance.
And they said that this plot has been in, like, the thick for a while, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, she's like, this is what we've been working towards. Mm-hmm. Like, you're not doing our brand, you know?
Yeah.
Well, and then Gigi not only goes and tells Wes, like, all these lies about Grace before Grace even gets a chance to get to her dad, that she's failing out of school, that she has mental problems, and that she should be admitted. If you're a good father, you'll admit her.
What? And he's like nodding his head. I'm like, oh yeah, dude.
Well, it was interesting because it came after that scene of him telling her that he always wanted to be a good father, and he went to great lengths to do that for her. And then when she's like, to be a good father, you would have to commit her. It kind of made me think, like, is he this guy who would actually consider that? Like, and that was a scary place to be. I think even in, like, this jokey kind of show, that's an interesting place just as, like, thinking in real life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was weird. And I don't understand, like, why he believes you. It just doesn't,
He's stupider than I thought he was.
Yeah. I think he's just really, he's a lot dumber.
Yeah. Just super naive.
Yeah.
Seems really naive to
really dumb.
Not everything that's going on. Just like, oh, okay, like, she thinks my daughter should be committed. Mm-hmm. Oh, like, everything seems like a surprise to him, and that's disturbing.
100%.
Yeah. So then so one of the things, let's go back to Denise and the Chanels and all that fun stuff, but Denise has moved in now to the sorority house to mm-hmm. help kind of find more clues, which is mm-hmm. hilarious, gave us a lot of great little
lines.
Love
you, Denise.
We love Denise. And then also, we see these couple confrontations between Chanel and Grace, which they play off each other very, very well. And just talking about Chanel, let's talk about her awesome dress tonight with the snake.
Yeah, it was perfect. Pretty rad.
Like, where do you find that? What is that? I don't know.
Costume designers, hit us up.
Like, did you make that or did you find it? Like, I just want to know.
Hit us with a tweet, please.
Yeah. Acid Trip. Somebody, Ghost 8386, Acid Trip, LOL. Oh my gosh, people are writing really, really funny things on the chat. anyways, so we see this one kind of confrontation between Grace and Chanel where Chanel kind of reveals a little bit of her backstory. And it turns out Chanel comes from a very, very crazy family with a very, very uptight, crazy mother. She also has mommy issues, and so she's trying to relate to Grace. And actually, did that happen in the coffee shop or did that happen when they were in the house?
Coffee shop.
Because at first she kind of throws all this information at Grace and like kind of rips her a new one and really hurts Grace's feelings. And then
that was mean.
That was so mean.
That was super mean.
Yeah, no, that's like,
even for Chanel, I was like, damn.
Yeah, it takes it beyond like high school or college, whatever, semantics, and like made it kind of awful.
Stop talking smack about my mom.
Like, yeah, what? She has like her, because Scotland Yard gave her a whole file on her mom, and it is really sad because I think Grace had really, she thought she'd figured it out. She has thought she'd figured it out a lot of times in this show already, but I think this is what, like, this is the episode when she was like, I really got it. I got it this time, and then to find out that she comes from like this, basically a version of Chanel, I think that has to.
Right. Mm. I did wonder if they were trying with Chanel's story about her mother, mm-hmm. trying to give her some sort of, get some sympathy or something going mm-hmm. for her, but it didn't work for me anyways, if that was the goal of that.
I don't think that was the goal, because I don't think Chanel's a character that, like, they ever want you to feel empathy for. Mm-hmm. I think that's, like, the charm of her, and, right. in a sense, like, right. is that there is no empathy for her.
Right.
And she's a Joffrey.
And there was that parallel. I think that they put that in there just for the Mommy Dearest parallel.
Right. That makes sense.
Yeah.
I just was like, oh, if I'm supposed to feel this, I certainly don't. And I kind of like that Chanel doesn't care what anybody thinks. Like, they've made this character that will say anything, do anything, and she doesn't care what who
really?
She...
Oh, I think that she cares what everybody thinks. I think Chanel is, like, the epitome of what is, not what's wrong, but, like, hurtful, things that are hurtful towards women in society. I think that Chanel cares what guys think about her. I think that Chanel cares what her peers think about her.
Oh, I think you could absolutely argue that in a larger sense, but on screen at a very surface level.
Oh, just zero
Fs. Yeah. 100. Like, that's what I like. They wrote a character that, like, the thing she says.
Zero.
But literally, yes, I understand it Fs. As a larger societal
Sorry,
issue.
I just got way too deep.
I didn't mean to do that. No, I appreciated it.
She's talking bodies.
It's a great point. That's a great point. No, I agree with you that she has a lot of the things that we talk about in, like, why teenage girls and things like that are dealing with some of the issues they're dealing with. You could point
the cogballs.
That you could... I can't believe we're going there. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Yes, you could argue Chanel-ish individuals would be a representation of that.
She's an outlandish version of all, basically, of all the problems young girls have in their lives.
Yeah,
exactly. She's terrible. Sorry.
I'm just like, wow, we really, okay.
Anyways, back to the episode. We finally got back your love. All of our love, really. Every day he's muscling.
Yeah.
We have Boone has returned.
It's my boy.
My boy Boone! Oh my God. And he's so got good. A nasty beard.
Is it nasty, though?
I mean,
stop it.
It's Nick Jonas, and I wouldn't be mad about it. I wouldn't be mad. I'd be like, you know what, honey? If that's what makes you happy,
get your beard on.
Cool. Get your beard on. It's No Shave November.
Yeah.
Although, I want to see an awesome stash. When he first shaves that, he better give me some stash first, or like some a monkey tail, or like some chops.
Do you think it was real?
No, God, no.
I was going to say, I was like, I don't think that was
real. I don't think Nick Jonas can grow facial. No. No, he can't. I'm thinking of baby Jonas. No, he can. I've seen him on Broadway, and he's phenomenal.
We are falling apart quick here.
Okay, stop. I'm sorry. Woo!
I love that. Believe me, I have the biggest crush on Nick Jonas. Don't worry about it.
I was just like, I didn't think it was like, it was so clearly a disguise. Like, that's all I meant by that.
Yes. But he looked like Joaquin Phoenix. And,
shout out to Joaquin Phoenix. Where's he at?
Joaquin!
I haven't seen him in a minute. Okay.
I loved you in Gladiator, man. Walk the line. You were awesome.
I get your autograph. Yeah. And when he did the autograph, it was like very basic cursive Joaquin Phoenix. That was a good scene. I'm not gonna lie. I was super into that.
Oh my gosh. But we see him. He's on the phone with another killer discussing Gigi and how Gigi needs to be killed next.
Who do you guys think that is? Who do you think the third one is?
I think the third one is definitely the leader of the bunch. Like, I think I'm assuming it's somebody's
That's
leading.
The big reveal is right. Going to be whoever that third one
Right. Was. So who's the leader? And then I'm assuming Nick Jonas is like, excuse me, Boone, is the right-hand man to this.
Second in command?
Yeah,
I think Nick Jonas is the leader, and I think I think whoever is like, is the one that Nick Jonas, I don't know, because Nick Jonas seems to be the one, like, doing all the orders, and, like, even when, like, the person came to get him out of the morgue, he was like, about time you got here, you know? So he seems like the sassy, like, one, because I don't think he would be ordering around the leader if he wasn't the leader.
But I also feel like the person who's leading it has to have, like, a crazy vendetta against Kappa.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just wonder, the only reason I would think he wasn't the leader is that he seems always to be, like, giving advice, like, we gotta get rid of her. Rather, I took it more as, like, we should be getting rid of her rather than, like, I'm getting rid of her.
Even Gigi was like, he's got to go. He's going. Like, so Gigi even seems like she could be, like, the leader of it because she has, like, all the reasons to.
Interesting. Yeah. I guess you could point that.
What do you guys think in the chat? Oh, somebody says it was Gigi. No, they were talking about killing Gigi, Jorge. The two red devils seem to be pretty tall. I think the British guy that Zayday had kind of a crush
would make sense
if it was him. But we haven't really heard much about him, though. Yeah, his name's Earl Grey, right?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's still on the chat. People keep thinking Gigi's the leader. Yeah. So maybe it's a coup of Gigi, which another person said, I hope they kill off Gigi. Third one is the other baby that is a girl. Oh, that's Manish Saye, which that makes sense.
Yeah.
But so do you think Boone?
Then who's the boy, though?
Boone.
But the... Really?
Boone is the boy.
Okay, then think of somebody who looks like Boone. Like, in my... Is it like Leah Michelle and Boone? Are they the siblings? Like, is it Hester and Boone?
It would make sense. I mean, she seems like the most crazy killer type person. We've already seen her dirty work. I don't know.
Never mind. I'm just, like, forwarding my crazy idea. If it was Chad, if Chad really was behind everything, but then he wasn't the... But there's three of them, so it's hard to say. But if it was Chad, then he could be like, my mom was killed, not knowing that Chanel is his sister. And he could have a vendetta against Kappa because his mom was killed and nobody cared about his mom. Mm. So it would make sense for one of those babies to be the Red Devil, but one of them can't be. It can't be both of them.
But then it would also make sense that he's torturing Chanel, the president of Kappa, because technically the president of Kappa let his mom die.
Exactly, but not knowing that Chanel is actually his sister.
Oh.
If that's the case, I could be making stuff
know.
Up.
Chanel and Boo, did Chanel say one of her siblings got disowned? She did, but I don't...
Oh, Harvard and what was the other one's name? I wrote those down.
Oh my god, they're great. It was Harvard and something else.
Harvard Muffet. Those names, I was like,
again,
yes.
The writers. I need to find out who you are, and I need you to come in the studio.
Yeah, Harvard and Muffet? Where do you even come up with that?
Where do you come up with any of this stuff? I'm going to start Googling and just, like, cold calling these writers, because I want you in here. Anyways, we only have 4 episodes left of the show this season, so who knows what's going to happen, but we... Nope, 4.
8? There's 13, right?
No, there's only 4 episodes left.
4 episodes. Yeah, because I think the last one's 2 hours.
Oh, got it.
Yeah. Anyways, any favorite lines from tonight, guys?
I wrote one down, I think. Now I'm going to have trouble finding it. Do you have a favorite?
Ooh, I have a couple. Hold up, let me see. I don't,
I like that we're all like,
okay, here we go. I don't know what brand of G-string you use, but I feel like angels are flossing my buttocks, so thank you.
It's amazing.
She's so good.
Yeah, that's,
I liked, again, going off Denise, I liked when she was like, you gotta apologize or I will take your man. I'm like, oh my gosh, she could. I want her to. Please take Chad Radwell.
I mean, that would be a whole thing unto itself.
Exactly.
I just liked when she was describing herself, the way her mother saw her, as a prodigy at firing nannies.
Yes.
Like, I was just like, that's a phenomenal description of a child.
Oh my gosh. And she's like, but none of those things counted. I don't know why those weren't grades in school.
I'm rich. Stupid rich. That's what, Venetia, Venetia, you've already said cool things. Okay, wait, T.L. Graham, the real question is, why are you the same size as a 40-year-old woman?
That was a good one. That was really good.
Oh my goodness.
That was super good. Chanel number 5 is pissed. Aww. She's, like, perpetually mad. I think she's one of my favorite characters just because, like, she says intelligent things sometimes. Yeah. And people are like, no, you're stupid, Chanel. I just think it's so funny, her character.
Yeah, I just feel like she gets, like, brushed under the rug because she's just like, they don't believe anything. And you're like, no, that was a good thought. Why is no one believing her? Okay.
Yep. All right, Chanel, sorry.
Okay, so any more predictions for next week after seeing that preview? Any predictions online as well? Predictions. I know you dropped a big one today.
I know.
I have to say that I still am pointing a finger towards Grace as being the third person involved in all of this. Okay. I feel like she is trying to be such a goody-two-shoes, and I'm not sure that it's not going to swing back around.
I just need to throw this out there while we're waiting for more predictions is, I'm an American. I don't need to understand anything. Oh, Scotland Yard.
Yeah, that did make me laugh out loud.
Yeah. That's really funny. You know we have no jurisdiction here, right?
Somebody said, Nigel Green says there's a pic of Nick on set with forked stab wounds that Zayday gave to the Red Devil. Well, we already know he's bad. He wouldn't have been allowed to put those pictures up, like, without, you know, us already knowing that he's involved. So, I agree. Like, cool finding that, but yeah, is Hester really pregnant and who is the daddy? Because we did see Hester yell, I'm pregnant. Boone or Chad is the daddy?
Boone?
I don't know. We don't know. They could be working together in cahoots, because Hester's into that stuff, like these creepy dudes.
I just wondered if it was Fox playing with us on that one. I'm not sure I believe that Hester's...
Really pregnant.
I felt like maybe...
Unless they do full circle. Yeah. Unless it's a full circle where the end of the episode is that somebody dies giving birth to a baby in a bathtub, and
also,
it's freaking Hester.
Also possible, but I just feel like... that was, like, one of those things where it's going to be, like, some sort of flat. Like, somehow those words came out of her.
Traps Chad into, like, a relationship.
Right. It's something. It just feels, like, a little too... I don't know.
I know we are getting to see Chad's family at some point because Chad Michael Murray is guest starring and he's playing Chad's older brother.
Right.
If you guys know, if you don't know who Chad Michael Murray is, get out from under a rock. Go watch Cinderella Story and go watch One Tree Hill. Cinderella Story with frickin' Hilary Duff. It's a classic. Watch your classics, people. But yeah, so I'm excited to kind of figure that maybe they will play off that Hester is pregnant for like an episode and then Chad will bring her home to meet the family. I don't know. I could see that happening. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. Everybody's kind of saying the same thing. But thank you guys all so much for watching in the live chat. We love you guys. We love the interaction you guys give us during the week. So it's awesome. It makes the show and watching the show so much more fun. Until next week, ladies, where can we find you?
You can find me at Stephanie Wanger on Instagram and Twitter.
And you can find me at Jamie S. Elias on the Instagram and the Twitter.
And you guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Keaton Markey. Make sure to check us out on iTunes as well. You can download this as a podcast for free. Check us out on YouTube. Give us good ratings. Give us thumbs up. Keep the lights on in our studios because we really appreciate it. Thank you so much, and we'll see you next week. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.